Locker room chats continue here tonight on 92.1 KMZA. I'm Brandon Tam, and we talk Frankfurt basketball. And we're joined now by the girls' head coach, that is Brian Ebert, brought to you by Wenklin Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank, and Frankfurt Community Healthcare System as well. And we talked last week, Coach, about this, you know, first week or two stretch here to start the year. You get quite a few games in a pretty short amount of time, and you continue on with this Wabunsee tournament here in the week, and we'll talk about it in a moment, but you have played Lourdes Central Catholic. You got a win against Pawnee City, and then that first game of the week against Wabunsee on Tuesday night. You sit here at 1-2, but again, some good competition and a lot of playing time here in the first week and change of the year.
Yeah, we're getting on the court, which is a good thing, but we're not very healthy right now. We got some injuries and some sickness, and we're pretty depleted, so we're just trying to survive the rest of this week. But yeah, when you got three of your top seven players hurt or sick, you know, it's a struggle. So we're looking at some sophomores and freshmen to play. And when you have to depend on that, it's not fair to them. And, you know, you got to throw them out there and throw them to the wolves, basically. And hopefully we can handle that. You know, Northern Heights on Thursday is tough. And then Manhattan Chiefs is going to be one of the better teams in the tournament. So, you know, our girls are going to have to overcome a little bit of adversity this week.
Yeah, you mentioned adversity, and I guess one positive you could take away from that, you know, you get some of these maybe less experienced girls out there, but at least in terms of maybe what you could see down the road, maybe later this season and in future years, obviously you can kind of take that away as a positive, putting them in the fire here early.
Yeah, you know, hopefully that experience early on here pays off, and then hopefully we can get some of our older, more experienced players back, get, you know, healthy and able to play. So, you know, I think, you know, down the road, yeah, it's gonna help, but right now it's definitely, you know, a battle. But, you know, I thought our girls, you know, battled last night against Alma Wabunsee. You know, we were ahead of them early, and they put a little bit more pressure on us, and we weren't able to handle that pressure as well as we needed to. So, you know, there's things that we need to work on. It's early in the season, but, you know, as long as we continue to work and grind every day, hopefully in the end we'll be ready to play in the postseason.
Yeah, 51-42, that final against Wabunsee on a Tuesday night. You mentioned the pressure, and they kind of amped things up on that side of the ball. Do you feel like that was the key difference in the game, or maybe what kind of changed it at some point in that game?
Definitely, I think the pressure, you know, and then we weren't able to score in the second half as well, or the second quarter as well as we needed to. We had, I think, 16 points, and we stood on 16 for about 4 minutes. So if we were able to score, maybe continue to roll like we were in the first quarter, I think it would have been a different story, but we just weren't able to hit some shots. So, you know, but right now we got to be able to handle the pressure. So we're going to work on that tonight.
So two more games with this Wabunsee tournament tomorrow and Friday. Northern Heights tomorrow, Manhattan Chief on Friday. You mentioned both those teams going to be tough outs, but you know, just talk about the challenges, you know, playing these three games in a four-day stretch, and then what you're going to expect from Northern Heights on Thursday and then Manhattan Chief on Friday.
Well, you know, it's a stretch here that we need to, you know, try to get a couple wins, try to get back on the winning side. Northern Heights is going to play you zone, and they're going to press you off of a made shot. So we're going to have to be able to take care of the ball there. And then hit shots on, you know, open shots. I thought Ashland Dollinghouse had a good game last night, hit some open threes. So we're going to need that to continue the next two games. Then the Manhattan Chiefs are, man to man and get after you. They just have some size, got a 6'1" girl inside. So, they present some challenges for us. But right now we're just, like I said, we're trying to figure out our stuff and then not really worry about what other teams are doing and take care of us, basically.
There it is. Frankfurt girls basketball coach Brian Ebert joining us, brought to you by Wenklin Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank, and Frankfurt Community Healthcare System. The Wildcats continue the Wabunsee tournament. Two more games. They get Northern Heights on Thursday, Manhattan Chief on Friday. Coach, we really appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you, Brandon.